Blog Talk Radio.
This is the first time in our history that this ceremony has been held, as you've been told, on this west front of the Capitol. Standing here, one faces a magnificent vista opening up on this city's special beauty and history. At the end of this open mall are those shrines to the giants on whose shoulders we stand. Directly in front of me, the monument to a monumental man, George Washington, father of our country. A man of humility who came to greatness reluctantly. He led America out of revolutionary victory into infant nationhood. Off to one side, the stately memorial to Thomas Jefferson, a Declaration of Independence flames with his eloquence. And then beyond the reflecting pool, the dignified columns of the Lincoln Memorial. Whoever would understand in his heart the meaning of America will find it in the life of Abraham Lincoln. Beyond those monuments to heroism, is the Potomac River, and on the far shore, the sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure, I will fight cheerfully, and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. The crisis we're facing today does not require of us the kind of sacrifice that Martin Treptow and so many thousands of others were called upon to make. It does require, however, our best effort and our willingness to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds. To believe that together, with God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans. God bless you and thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome, listeners, to City on a Hill. We're so grateful that you've joined us. And as always, we ask that you invite your friends and family throughout the country and really throughout the world to come join us, come and learn with us. And we are so grateful for our guest tonight, Alice Linehan from Texas. We ask that you share the podcast, which should be available immediately after the program. Tell your friends to go to www.cityonahill.tv and enjoy really years and years worth of podcasts, especially on the subject called Common Core. But in order to get started, we always ask for God's blessing, because otherwise, really, you know, what we say will be of no use to you. So I'm going to turn it over to our historian that puts us on the right foundation, Mrs. Barbara Moore. Hi, Ms. Barbara.
Hi, Diana. Thank you so much. You know, I was thinking we've enjoyed a warm, sunny day here in southeast Alabama, much like a warm, sunny day back in 1775 in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, where a 30-year-old pastor, John Peter Muhlenberg, delivered a sermon on the text, and this was 1775, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven," Ecclesiastes 3:1. He concluded his sermon with a prayer, and he added, "In the language of Holy Writ, the Holy Writ, there is a time for all things. There is a time to preach and a time to fight." He paused and threw off his robe, his clerical robe, to reveal the uniform of a colonel in the Continental Army. And now is the time to fight. That afternoon, he marched off at the head of a 300-man regiment, which would earn fame as the 8th Virginia. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the Black Robe Regiment, those pastors that physically fought in the war for freedom, for our independence, and freedom to do what's right in God's sight. And those Black Robe gentlemen, the preachers of the Great Awakening. I was thinking about the chaplains today that serve our military, that help our fighting soldiers. And, you know, I was thinking that they've done that, they do that. They know that freedom is such a valuable, valuable gift from God that it is worth fighting for. It's worth defending. And can we do less as God's people? Can we do less? We have to be in the fight. We must be in the fight. God expects us to be in the fight and to defend the beautiful gift that he has given us here in this land of freedom and opportunity. So let's begin with prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we have so taken for granted the gift of freedom that you've given us, and that our people, Father, through many generations have fought for and fought to defend. So many have laid down their lives, Father, to do it, and yet we take it for granted. We've taken it for granted. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, Lord. And help each one of us, Father, who have been awakened to that truth. Help us to be like trumpets, Lord, sounding the truth throughout this land, such as our guest joining us tonight does. Help us, Lord, to gather voices together, Lord, to speak truth, to boldly proclaim truth. Father, we thank you that freedom is your idea. And, Father, that your people should love freedom, a gift from you, and that your people should defend freedom, fight for it, and die for it. Father, forgive us, cleanse us, O God. Have mercy on us, and be with us, Father. Give us some time, Lord, to gather the truths, Lord, and to once again, Father, proclaim throughout this land your truth. We praise you. We thank you for it, O God. We ask you to be with us now during this time. And, Father, that this broadcast would go far and wide and that many will hear and respond to it, O God. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Ms. Barbara. God is so good. And, you know, Alice, I just kind of, when she was praying that, I was thinking also of that time when Benjamin Franklin spoke at the Constitutional Convention, I think, Ms. Barbara. And he said,
yes.
Have we forgotten that powerful friend? And no, we have not. And, You know, for people that are thinking, this is so foolish to go back to those days of hearkening unto Almighty God, you know, we beg to differ because we know that really there's nothing we can do without him. But with him, we can do the impossible. Yes. Thank you, Alice. There you go. We're on the same mind.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Right. And I'm so excited. You know, we've got you on. You just had your event, the Can I See movement, the conference, that anti-national PTA convention, the counter, you know, conference to the national PTA conference that was across from y'all. And I saw all those wonderful, knowledgeable speakers. And I was thinking, and on the other end, on the other side is the national, I hate to say them, liars in that pile, especially Arne Duncan. But anyway, but we're so grateful, Alice, because, you know, you shine the light, and I listen to you, and I'd like for you to introduce yourself for those that don't know you. Who can that be? But also, I love what you said in that press conference. And to me, this is the thing that's going to unite everybody. Everybody that loves children, this is going to resonate to them, what you said about parental authority. And so thank you for, you know, making that the focus of your speech. And I think that's something we have to drive home because it hits home. So anyway, if you don't mind, start us off, Alice, with telling the folks what you want them to know about yourself.
Well, I'm like everybody else. I'm a mom. And someday going to be a grandma. And I'm out fighting the good fight for my children and the next generation. And I'm not anybody special. I'm just somebody that is trying to do my part. And for some reason, God put me in the path to meet some incredible people like the both of you and meet incredible people that are willing to do their part in their local community and in their state. And together, I think we're all making a huge difference. I'm in Texas. We have two organizations, womenonthewall.org. And with Women on the Wall, we take on three major issues: education, immigration, and national security. And then my own personal site and blog, where I do my blogging, is Voices Empower, empower.com. And I've just been going around the state and into several other states across the country, trying to help empower everyday folks to step up and be the media in their local community and engage and get the information out that the mainstream media is not willing to cover or sometimes distort the information. And I ask everyone to pray. Did an interview today with NBC News. They were at our NIC convention, and they are putting together an article, and we did video, so there will be some video. The premise on this piece that the journalist is writing is how the right fights against Common Core and how the left fights against Common Core. And that's one of the things that I think is so important that we understand and clarify, is that this really isn't a right-left Republican versus Democrat issue. This is an issue about our children and the next generation and whether we want them to be dumbed down and not given an education of opportunity where they have the opportunity to succeed, but they also have the opportunity to fail. And it's sometimes in our failure that we learn the greatest gifts. and what the Common Core does is equalizes everything and does not children an opportunity of freedom. And so I'm praying, and I ask you to pray with me that Nona, the journalist that puts this together, sees it for what it is and is willing to speak truth to power on both sides. And so we are fighting along with you, and we did have this incredibly successful conference. It's the Can I See the Solutions Conference. And the idea behind Can I See is for exactly what you said, is to take our parental rights serious and go into our schools, public, private, and charter, and ask three questions. Can I see what you're teaching my child? Can I see how you're teaching my child? I want to see the professional development. I want to see the AP U.S. history framework that is being put out by David Coleman for our AP U.S. history teachers across the country to use, even in Texas, because the AP classes, no matter whether you get rid of Common Core in your state or not, are all aligning to the Common Core standards and leaving out great chunks of our U.S. history. So can I see how you're teaching my child? And then the third is, can I see who's financially benefiting from the curriculum products that my child's teacher is being evaluated on? And you might remember from the past, I've had two ethics charges filed on me for organizing and trying to help empower everyday folks to understand this issue. And the ethics charge that I had filed against me was by a man named Thomas Ratliff, who in Texas is on the State Board of Education. He's an elected official, and he's also a paid lobbyist for Microsoft. And when we start peeling back the onion and seeing who's financially benefiting, Microsoft is definitely financially benefiting. So that's me in a nutshell and what we've been up
thanks,
to.
Alice. Oh, that's, you know, there's so much. But I'd like to mention this because you mentioned the last name Ratliff. Is he kin to the Bill Ratliff that I think opened up the charter schools in Texas? I remember there was a charter school law that, you know, it did not ask for a citizenship requirement. Am I remembering that right?
Well, Bill Ratliff, he's a former lieutenant governor of Texas and a former state senator. And so he has been involved in the education monopoly, if you will, in Texas for many years. And it's interesting because he sits on a national board with none other than Linda Darling Hammond. So... he's been involved and been a part of this for many years. He runs TASA, the Texas Association of Superintendents or Administrators, and has his hands all in the Texas Association of School Board and their professional development. So when you look at, I don't know that he specifically opened up charter schools, but he definitely is involved in the education movement, progressive education movement in the state of Texas.
Mm.
And they
I
also
think you remember
have
that
another,
name.
Yeah, there's another brother, Bennett Ratliff, who's a state representative who we just took out of office in the primary, thankfully. And what's interesting is the district that he was a state representative for, and prior to that, he had been a school board member of Coppell ISD. The superintendent of Coppell ISD had retired right after Bennett Ratliff was taken out of office. And we find that very interesting because when you look at the how the bond money in that particular school district was spent, tell me if this sounds like Common Core. They built an elementary school with no classrooms. It's an open concept where the children are in a learning environment where the teacher is the lead learner, putting together a experience for children to learn. Now I ask, do we have Common Core in Texas or what?
Alice? Yeah, go ahead.
I must have misunderstood you. I'm assuming that an ethics charge was brought against Thomas Ratliff having an elected position on the Texas School Board, and yet he's a paid lobbyist for Microsoft. There's clearly a conflict of interest there, considering all the business that's done with school systems with Microsoft these days. So are you saying that you brought the ethics charge against him? How could it be the other way around?
Actually, no, it's the other way around. And the charge that he filed against me was that with the organizing that we're doing, I should be registered as a paid lobbyist.
But you're not a paid lobbyist.
I know, I'm not. And I will tell you that both of the ethics charges were dropped. He actually,
wow.
He actually, he's an interesting fella. He likes to use Twitter, and he taunts people on Twitter. And so I was scheduled to testify at a State Board of Education hearing, and I didn't make it because my tire blew out. And he was tweeting out, well, I guess Alice is not going to show up today. And so I took a picture of my four new tires that that my husband purchased for my car. And I said, not to worry, Thomas. Those tires were 30,000-mile tires. I just replaced them with 70,000-mile tires, so I'm not going away.
I saw that picture, Alice.
Yeah,
I saw that picture. Oh, my goodness.
In the ethics charge, he actually used the photograph to say I was traveling across the country. Across the state, you know, educating people on C-Scope and Common Core, which he's right. That's what I've been doing. But nobody's been paying me to do it. We're doing it.
Right.
I thought maybe the
ethics charge against you was for using the First Amendment to the Constitution properly.
Right. Exactly. What's also interesting is we had a group, and this is great news, and this is the power that we have when we step up to the plate. And what happened in Texas is we had a group of citizens that was doing public information requests on the amount of money that school districts were spending on C-Scope and on TASA, Texas Association of School Administrators, and TASB, the Texas Association of School Board. And we had groups of people that were getting that information. It was sent to a guy named Tom Fabry in North Texas. He extrapolated all the financial data out and wrote two white papers, one on C-Scope and one on TASA and TASB. And then we had an education summit, and that information was presented to Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst and Senator Dan Patrick. When they left that summit, they called the state auditor, and a full audit was called on C-Scope and the 20 education service centers. And what happened is we had one of our Wednesday night conference, Fabry, gave the financial information of the hundreds of millions of dollars that were being spent on these nonprofit organizations, kind of like the NGA, that has direct access to our tax dollars. Well, that the next day is when I got the audit, the ethics charge, by the way, after that conference call. But the audit has just been released last week. And isn't it interesting that the Education Service Center that C-Scope started in was Service Center Region 8, which happens to be in Mount Pleasant, Texas, which is the town that the Ratliffs are from and live in. And the audit shows clearly that there was complete negligence on behalf of the Education Service Center, who was getting a kickback for every subscription sold in Texas for C-Scope. They were charging $7 to $9 a child, and that region service center was getting a kickback.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's criminal.
Right. The audit called for legislative reforms and oversight. We'll see if that happens. Could be people that file charges. This is going to get very interesting. This is going to get very interesting. And that's why Thomas Ratliff wanted to shut me up. The good news is that it's not about me or Women on the Wall. That was done completely separate. It was a group of citizens who were doing their part and just organizing to find out the truth. And we took it to our elected officials, and they started the audit. That would not have happened had it not been for the expertise of people like Tom Fabry and the tenacity of people like Ginger Russell, who are willing to do what it takes to get that job done. So that's the good news, is things are happening, and that's happening in all 50 states. We had Jenny White at the Can I See conference, and she gave an incredible presentation that, by the way, I want to let everyone know, if you want to see the Can I See the Solution conference, you can see it on demand. We had partnered with an organization called Volt Media that we met in St. Louis, and they came and videotaped every workshop, every session. And you can, if you go to womenonthewall.org, you can find the subscription, and you can go online. It's $99 for the year, and the reason why we're charging and why we weren't able to do a live stream and put it all out publicly is because, as grassroots, we aren't funded by the Gates Foundation. So in order for us to bring in Volt Media and their video crew and for them to do the quality of video that they are able to do, they didn't charge us anything to come in and do it. Where they cover their costs is by these subscriptions. And so it's a way for the grassroots to get quality content created, and you can subscribe, and you can watch the conference over and over again for 1 year. And you can even, if you want to order one of the speeches, you can order one of the speeches, but you can get them and hook your computer up at a local meeting, a grassroots meeting, and share this information in your local community. So that opportunity is out there, and I want to encourage everyone to do it. And one of the best talks we had at the conference was of Jenny White from Oklahoma telling us how they fought back and got Common Core repealed in the state of Oklahoma. And only moms would do this. They spent, I thought this was so great, instead of, you know, storming the halls and giving the media the ability to say, oh, it's those radical tinfoil hat people who are against Common Core, they very politely sent cookie bouquets to all of the legislators. Stop
Wow.
for cookie bouquets.
Uh-huh.
And tactics like that, that, you know, a group of moms would come up with, it was just classic. So, and Jenny has a way of expressing it and telling the story like no one else. So that video is on demand, and I encourage everyone to go watch it. It was great.
Now,
Well, I may have misunderstood. I don't hear very well, and I may have misunderstood you. If we subscribe for a year, did you say that we could have public information meetings in our local areas to share this with others?
Yes. You may do that.
That's fantastic.
That's what we wanted to create. We wanted to bring in the experts and some of the best. I mean, Jenny White's wonderful, incredible. We had Dr. James Milgram and Dr. Sandra Stotsky, who were hired by David Coleman to validate the Common Core standards in English language arts and math. They both spoke and told the story, and we did Q&A with them where they're talking about the damage that this is doing to American children. That kind of content, and we did it in a way, the environment for the conference, it wasn't just people standing up and giving a speech. It was, we had like club chairs, and it was a Q&A, so people could ask the questions. And so
great.
Of that can be shared at your local community. It's a
that
great,
is absolutely
great way.
Absolutely great. Absolutely great, Alice. And, you know, I have to just brag on Diana Cruz for just a minute because she got both of those absolutely fantastic professionals to come on our radio show back in, I believe it was 2010 and 2011. So we got to interview them also, and they are just the best of the best. And so I look forward to seeing the Q&A that they do on this, with the Vote Media. And what you've done as well, but I did have to put in that little bit of bragging on our Diana Cruz too.
And
she's invited you, Alice, to come to Alabama.
That is, yeah.
You and Linda Murphy, and we're just so looking forward to that in September. All right.
We are in the planning stages, Alice, but we are excited because what we're going to do is dot our state. We have you, Linda Murphy, you know, Jenny White that you were talking about, both leaders in the Oklahoma movement to get out of Common Core. And, of course, you with your movement. And also we're going to have a surprise third speaker from Europe coming. So it is going to be, I think, very exciting. Yeah, very exciting event. It's a godsend. I mean, you would not believe the miracle that we've had
trying to put this together. It's not hard when God puts it together. So, you know, I can't take the credit. We can't take the credit. So, and then you said yes without any problem. So, oh, thank you, Lord. But, you know, for people that are listening and have seen Alice and I've posted your stuff around, you know, we just all just are so excited because you're going to teach us how to network. You're going to teach us how to be technology savvy. You're going to teach us how to use the power of Twitter and Facebook because, you know, just like the founding fathers, they, and, you know, and we heard that with Ronald Reagan. You know, it, I love that speech where he talks about Martin Treptow, where each of us have to do our part. Well, in today's battle, like you said, Alice, we have to be the media because, unfortunately, the current media that's supposed to be giving us the truth is our enemy. So it's like the enemy is within. And you know, we can't ignore the fact that we are in the fight for this nation, the fight for our children, you name it. I mean, even the fight for your life with the elderly, you know. I mean, a lot of things going on with Obamacare. We are all in a fight together. And we had a conference this Sunday, and I love what somebody said about Common Core. It's kind of like the, what did he say, the beachhead? Is that what he said?
Yeah,
that issue is a beachhead. And, you know, it is really vastly important because it will it opens the door for everything. So, and I'm so glad that you brought up parental authority. But I also want to bring up something that I was stuck on the rat leaf, and I'm going to say a little bit about it because Peyton Wolcott, you know, I followed Peyton Wolcott a bit.
Wonderful.
And she, you know, she's not posting anything lately, and I hate that, but I do remember her bringing up the Bill Ratliff, which is Thomas's dad. And so, you know, there's a reign in that family for corruption because from what I remember her saying, Bill Ratliff, yeah, was the one that really passed a bill to start the charters without requiring citizenship status. And for everyone that thinks charters are great, I love what Charlotte Iserby has schooled us and taught us. When people say choice, face it. Without unelected, without elected boards, you will have no choice. So charters are really, you know, you need to face up to the fact, no matter how beautiful you want it to be, and at first they're going to tell you how wonderful, right? They're going to give you exactly the kind of charter that you think you want. And in a couple of years, it's going to be like your friend Merrill Hope, our friend Merrill, has stole us every one of the charter schools in California. Our Common Core aligned. So I just want to, you know, clarify that for people that you need to get on board. We're not, you know, we don't really need to have a fight about the charter issue. You need to come on board to the realization the truth is what it is. You cannot hide from it. But on to Alice Linehan, and I was just thinking to myself, we're going to get you to dot our state, Alice. We're going to share you and Miss Alice, I mean, Miss Linda Murphy and Miss Alice Linehan, both great women, along with the third surprise from Europe. but to dot our state, and you're going to teach us. You're going to teach us how to be very effective because, unfortunately, you know, we've got a lot of our states no longer have state board of eds that are listening to us. The majority of them are not. A lot of us have governors that do not have, you know, us on in their mind, our children on their mind, and legislators that are really very hard to unseat. So really, we're going to have to sit down together and really think things in a different way, aren't we, Alice?
We definitely are, and you know, that's the thing. I was telling this NBC reporter today, I said, there's a lot of liberal moms out there. We may not agree on some issues, but they want their children, and they love their children like we do. They want their children to know that 2 + 2 = 4, and that there are absolutes. And a lot of times we allow these elected officials who are being lobbied, as soon as they get elected, they get down to that state capitol and they start getting lobbied. And it's time for us as moms, especially on this issue of the Common Core, our children are not common. And we can agree that we want our children to have the best educational opportunity that they can possibly get. And when you start talking about, you know, there are a lot of organizations that are big school choice organizations on the Republican side who do not want to talk about Common Core. Well, choice has become no choice now with the Obama administration and this aligning of everything to the Common Core standards. And what's interesting is it does come back to that parental right. School choice to me has to be defined. It means a mom and a dad having the choice to put their child in the best educational opportunity that is available to them in their local community. And what that looks like for me in Argyle, Texas, is completely different than what that looks like in a smaller rural community in Alpine, Texas, or what that looks like in the inner city of Houston. And it's the same from state to state. And so for the federal government to come in and even the state government to come in and to mandate that we lose that local control and that we collapse our public school system to where all these charter public schools, their public schools, and private schools are all run by appointed boards. Those appointed boards are beholden to whoever is giving the money. So if the money's coming from the state or if the money's coming from Bill Gates, it's one and the same. The only power that we have is that locally elected school board who can draw a line in the sand and protect our children. And we as citizens, if we don't like what's in our schools, we have the power to take those people out of office in our local community. If we don't have that power, what our choices are here, there's no one but the federal government. And that's not going to cut it for my family anyway, and I don't think for y'all's either.
Well, you know, there's a Homeschool Legal Defense Association video, and I like how it ended. And somewhere in the end, it was asking the question, it might have been Professor Stotsky, whose child is this? You know, that's mm-hmm. the decision that really we're going to face. There will be no Ben Carson, and that's something I'm opening eyes of the black community. You know, they all love Ben Carson. But with a Common Core and the way it's going to track children at very young age, there will no longer be those Ben Carsons. There will be no
right.
more First Amendment. If this thing runs its course, we've looked at our social studies. One of the supplements asked for children to do a survey, look at the rights in the First Amendment and look at which one you would give up. You know, for children to even be made to think and consider giving up a part of their right is, you know, it's, well, anyway. And the third is there will be no patriotic Americans. And you saw that yourself, Alice, mm-hmm. you know, with, mm-hmm. unfortunately, the Common Core C-scope mess, because your children, I mean, Texas children were being taught that the terrorists were to be called freedom fighters.
Right. It's crazy that we would allow this to...
I think we lost Alice for a moment, Ms. Barbara. Ms. Barbara, can you hear that? Or did I lose you?
I lost
I think
you.
We lost Alice. So Alice, are you still on? Okay, Alice will probably call back. Ms. Barbara...
Can you hear me, Diana?
You know, I can hear you. What, you know, isn't
okay.
that... This is the part. I really love the fact that Alice does drive that parental authority home. It's a God-given right. That's really the foundation here that, you know, God wanted to bless the families in this nation. And we've turned things upside down, I guess. And that's what happens when men start thinking that they don't have a need for God, I guess.
Well, you know, the recognition of God has been driven out of our school system. And so, you know, to say this is as it truthfully is, God-given parental authority, you know, that's not recognized in the school system, that it is God-given parental authority. According to the school system, the public school system, there is no higher authority than the government. And the government authorizes the schools now and controls the schools now, and will even more if the local boards of education, the elected boards of education, are done away with.
I see Alice again. Hi, Alice. Can you hear us?
I am back. Hello.
And Alice, hey, I'm so glad you're back. And, you know, as Ms. Barbara was talking about the local boards, you know, that we cannot afford for the local boards to be taking away the right to elect them. And I was thinking, too, Alice, we're moving so far away from what really we know sets up the best situation for learning, which is really the more the parental input is in there, the better it is for the child.
That's exactly right. And that's when you look at the Common Core and the even the idea of in math, say, for instance, that parents no longer can help a second and third grader in math with their homework. They're told by the teacher, oh, well, watch this YouTube video and learn the new way we're teaching math. That's taking away our parental authority, and I think that that's by design. And that's where this is so insidious, is they make something seem, you know, this is the latest and the greatest in the 21st century learning, this is the way, and they're taking away that parental involvement in the child. And that's You were spot on when you were saying there won't be any more Ben Carsons. You know, one of the people that we had at the Can I See Solutions conference was Dr. Peg Luxick out of Pennsylvania, who is just phenomenal. And she talks about how there's a lot of people that cry racism. This is true racism. This is truly a holding down of those in the inner city communities who are in poverty, if you will. Because just think if Ben Carson's mother didn't have that ability to make him read like she did. They're taking the books out of the classroom. They're taking the textbooks out of the classroom, all of that online. This is a very dangerous path that we're going down, and we're not teaching children to have a love of learning. We're putting them in a box and saying you have to all be the same. And we're not teaching exceptionalism, and that's how people get out of poverty. That's how people lift themselves up, is they're given a foundation of reading and writing and math and that love of God that he's the one in charge and you have the freedom to achieve. But that's free will. And as I said earlier, you have the freedom to achieve and you have the freedom to fail. And hopefully learn from those failures, and that's why we have the grace of God. When man's in charge, you don't get that grace. You don't get that second chance. If you fail and your data is collected and that data is following you, the government has the power to keep you down, failure. By having the freedom to achieve, when we do fail, God gives us grace, and what a blessing that is. how we cannot be standing for our children and giving them that grace is beyond me. And but people don't know what they don't know, and moms and dads don't know what this is. And that's the whole idea behind Can I See, is to get the moms and dads to go in and start asking the questions, Can I See? And when they get pushback, and when they're told, you know, when they're marginalized, I believe that they will stand and protect their children. And I think God's building this network of folks like you guys and folks like me and you know, all across this country, Jenny White and Peg Lexick and Donna Garner and all these wonderful people who are seeing what's happening and we're speaking out and we're educating and empowering those moms and dads to protect their children. Because once they see, I believe that they'll stand. That's my prayer anyway.
Well, Alice, there's so much to talk to you, and we're almost out of time, and I'm so glad you had Peg Lexick because, you know, I love the way that she delves into what's being taught, you know, with the testing, the assessments, the psychosocial. We were told, you know, the Pupils' Rights Protection Amendment does not apply to our test because it doesn't have any of that. What a big, you know, fat lie, because everything,
right.
All those assessments, that's exactly what they're geared for. My goodness. But if you don't know any better, and, you know, parents and even teachers, they're very sincere in saying, you know, what they're hearing from good teachers, good principals, good superintendents that they trust. But the problem is they're sincerely wrong, and it's going to cost that child. So they have, if they can at least do their homework, that's all I'm asking, is to do your homework. Do what the school tells us to all do. They tell the child, do their homework. Well, you, the parent, need to do your homework, because you're going to lose that child. If you do not do your homework, if you do business as usual, it's like what Joan Landis, the mental health therapist, came down here and she said, you know, you may not be paying for it right now, but later on, in their teenage years, you may be going to pay for it rather heavily with a lot of rehab. She said, they're going to be bleeding in my office, not just, you know, she said literally, some of them. And so, and we've seen that with the stories in New York, the horror stories. So that's something that parents really, you know, there's so many sides of Common Core, but one before I let you go, Alice, that I hope that you're going to cover when you're here, because I know you're going to be speaking in some areas where there's military. And one of the things that we've got a board member, Mary Scott Hunter, who is military background, and so she's promoting the fact that Common Core, you know, will make it so easy for people, the military, when they move from one state to the next. You know, that's a selling point, which it sounds so good, but we know it's a lie. It's a lie. But the thing is, too, I think the biggest, most important thing that we want the military to get is something that you have really mentioned, and I think you're one of the first ones that I saw really talk about it, which is the national security portion that you're concerned about with what's being taught.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you about a situation that we've got right now in the state of Texas and in Arizona. We have illegal aliens flooding into Texas and Arizona. These children, and it's children, and they, in South America, they've got billboards, they're handing out leaflets, and they're smuggling these children across the Mexican border. We don't know who all of those people are. They're using these children as victims. They're pawns in a game, and they're flooding our system. And what's going to happen in September when these children who are now not deemed illegal aliens but refugees because their parents aren't with them, they're coming across alone. And now they're going to be in our foster system, our foster care system, and by law, they have to be educated in the public schools. In Lackland Air Force Base, there are over 8,000 children being housed there. And swine flu has broken out. They have diseases. These poor children are the victims. It is a true humanitarian disaster right now on the Texas and Arizona border. And it is a huge national security issue because we don't know who all these people are. And they're flooding in across our borders. Glenn Wright, who is with Eagle Forum nationally, she works in out of Washington, D.C. with Phyllis Schlafly. She left the Can I See Solutions Conference and went on the border. And the pictures and what she saw, they're smuggling these children across the borders. It's a huge disaster. And it truly is a national security threat. And then you couple that with what we're seeing as far as we had Frank Gaffney at our conference as well, speaking about the Muslim Brotherhood in America. We don't know. Many of these people could be OTM. That's other than Mexicans. We don't know who these people are that are coming across our border. And I'll tell you what, that is another issue. There was a woman who works for one of the ESCs who we disagree completely on Common Core and especially the math. But on this issue, we're standing together to protect our public school children that are already in public school that could be exposed to these diseases and their teachers. This is a huge issue, and it's just starting to get picked up. I know Breitbart has been covering it. Brandon Darby has been doing an excellent job of covering it. But just so folks in other states know, this is a huge issue, and that's what they're doing. They're flooding the system, our public school system, and healthcare system, and welfare system, all of it.
It's a big mess. But one of the things I was really wanting you to talk about too was the Islamization. You know how that was in the news that Hannity dealt with that, where the terrorists were being called freedom fighters. You know, I tell people, you know, Texas didn't want Common Core, but they got it full blown. I mean, really, you really got everything. You talk about social studies, you know, we were doing arts in increments, but you all really got everything full blown. And so now you're having to fight so hard. But this is how adamant they are to really have total control of the country. It doesn't matter if you're Alaska or Texas and you say no to Common Core, they're going to try to find a way. And this is why it's so important for every parent to really to be part of, you know, the solution. You have to do your own homework. You have to be the media. You really have to investigate what's going on in your own school, because it cannot be business as usual anymore.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we do have the power. I mean, when you think about it, we do have the power to stand up to it. And I tell people, please don't believe a word I say. Please go and try to prove me wrong, because I would love for you to humble me and prove me wrong. But that hasn't happened, because when people start trying to connect the dots and trying to prove us wrong, they become a part of the ground troops with us. Because once you connect the dots and figure out the truth, you can't sleep at night if you don't stand. And that's that's what's happening, is people all across this country are standing. I saw a Rasmussen poll that came out today that is being rejected in all 50 states. That's a blessing. That is such wonderful news. And it's because of people like you guys doing this show week in and week out and spreading the truth and sharing the information. And that's happening. We've just got to build the ground truth. And I loved when you prayed and you said, God, please give us more time to build the ground truth. And that's what this is about. And it's happening, and I believe he's answering those prayers.
Ms. Barbara? Oh, we may have lost Ms. Barbara out.
Okay.
Let's see. It might be her turn to, you know, how this blog talk thing works sometimes. We just fall away. Oh, and we have. But anyway, Alice, yeah, we are, Ms. Barbara, you can tell, is excited about you coming, and so am I. And I think so is, you know, something that happened after the primary that's different is I do know that when I come up to people, more often than not, which is quite the reverse before the election, more often than not, they know something about Common Core. So the election, the primary election was good in that they knew that this was a topic that got in the news. You know, how the news doesn't want to cover it, but they had to cover it. So I'm so grateful for that, and you're right. We have come a long way, haven't we? I mean, we remember the days when this got started, and there was nobody posting a thing. We can't say that anymore. I mean, I can't keep up with all the posts. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about this. I barely keep up with what I know, you know. And so, but it's great because so many people are doing their own investigation. Like you said, they're not, you know.
Yes.
They're researching, and when they research, they become an avid fighter because it's about their home. It's about the child in front of them. So God is good because I think, you know, he has what the enemy forgot in his haughtiness was that, you know, this really involves everything. This involves the heart, the mind, everything in a person, because we love these children. They're God's gift to us, grandchildren. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close this. And Alice, we can't wait for you to come. And
we're so
finishing
excited.
The details. Yes, we are. September the 12th and 13th. And, you know, the more people will hear about this, I know the more they're going to think, oh, I want one in my corner of the state. But, you know, we can't have you in every city because there's only one of you. So we're going to have to figure out where where we can put you. But I think we're going to dot the stage and give people an opportunity. And while you're here, Alice, you know, there's also Florida and Georgia. So you might want to
right.
check over there, you know, while you're at it. So, but, you know, we're all in need of some excitement, and you are that. You are encouraging, and, you know, thank God for the in your face at Arne Duncan convention that y'all had. Truth versus lies. Oh, I love what Ms. Barbara says on one of the conferences. Why don't we name it Fact or Fiction?
I like that.
Well, that's really what we're dealing with, but the good thing is truth is powerful. Truth is powerful,
that's
the weapon we have. So, well, Alice, I'm going to go ahead and close this, and I'm going to pray for you. If you don't mind, mention the website so that people can follow you. And that's a wonderful idea about the vault. Maybe that's something we should consider for this one here, too, because, you know, we're not able to do a very good job. We barely do a good job when we do these things, but to know that there's a place that could do that, you know, again, that more information, and, you know, it's just, it's so much easier because the way that you all have it, I mean, all you have to do is, like you said, have a laptop, bring it to a church or wherever, and you can show it, connect it to their PowerPoint or whatever, or to their screen, and really the whole congregation can watch it if they choose. So that is wonderful.
Right.
So.
It's great. And if you just go to womenonthewall.org, You'll find all the information for Vault Media and Chris. They're out of St. Louis. Wonderful guys. They did a great job. They come in, they set up and get all the, and they sold DVDs at the conference. So people, if they didn't want to get online and subscribe, they created DVDs right there on the spot.
Wow.
And so people,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. People could purchase the DVDs or a flash drive, and then they can take it and they've got it on their computer to take back to their local community. So they're great guys. And anyone who wants to get in touch with them, send me an email at alice@womenonthewall.org, and I can connect you with Chris at Volt. He's a great guy.
Oh, thanks, Alice. We'll have to do that. And, yeah, people have been asking about getting copy, and I have shared with that. So we're going to be doing that. We need to do it because, I mean, that little bit I saw from the conference was awesome. So I know every bit of it was. And, you know, with Common Core, I find myself having to listen over and over. So it's great the way you've got it, because you really need to listen to it over and over. Because we pretty much have to be the experts, because unfortunately the media is not going to share the truth with us. So there we go.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close us in prayer. Thank you, Alice. And you'll be
Thank
on hopefully
you.
Again before, you know, the conference. And we've got a lot of fine-tuning to do with so many conferences dotting the state. But God's good. He's got a lot of people coming out to help us, so I'm just grateful. So I'm going to go ahead, if you don't mind, join me, folks, in prayer.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we cannot thank you enough. How good you are to us, Lord. You make a way when there seems to be no way. And, Lord, I just pray that you'll just continue to pour supernatural wisdom upon Alice, Lord, and the Women on the Wall and Voices in Power, Lord. Use them, Lord, to just bless the entire nation, Heavenly Father, with so much great information, Lord, that we can all use. And, Lord, I just pray that you'll just continue to order their steps. And, Lord, I thank you that they love you so much. I thank you that what they're doing out of love for children, Lord. There is no doubt. And, Lord, it encourages all the rest of us, Lord, because, Lord, we know that we have friends. We know that we have help. And so, Lord, we're just so grateful for Alice and her group, Lord, Heavenly Father. Bless them, Lord, and help her to be able to come here and just wake up our state and many other states, Lord, as she's trying to do that across the country. And, Lord, I just pray for the Stop Common Core groups throughout this land, that you continue to grow them in wisdom, in your wisdom, Lord, and in power. And, Lord, let it make a difference, Lord. Help us to elect the right leaders in this November election, Lord, and in the coming years. And, Lord, we just thank you. We appreciate all the help you're giving us, Lord, to help our children. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Alice, thank you again so very much. And tell Miss Donna Garner I said hello.
I will
just,
do it.
You know, so many people just use her blog as a resource. Oh, my goodness. So you've got your, you know, wonderful activist friend right there that's able to give you just a perfect answer. So,
right.
What a
she
wonderful
is.
Thing.
And thank you for all the work you're doing as well. We're having impact. Together we're having impact, and I just thank you, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity to be on the show.
It's always, Alice, grateful that you make the time for us. So God bless you, Alice, and listeners,
thank you. God
you
bless
too.
You.
And may God shine his face upon you. Thank you for listening to City on the Hill. Please go to our website, www.cityonahill.tv. Goodbye.
Goodbye.